Joining us to take a look through the eight races at Echuca this afternoon is Dean Lester. Dean, good morning to you.
Good morning, Brendan.
Barrier draw for the All-Star Mile affected any of your thoughts on the race?
Yeah, just trying to sort of work out a bit of a speed map as we're listening to the draw. I think it's a bit of a challenge for Mystic Journey, but she's got plenty of the good chances drawn out with her, so I'll be interested to see how it shapes up. But Hawkshot from four, and I'm thinking horses like Grunt and Material Man are going to take a chance from out wider, so there'll be enough going forward, I think.
Maybe she might be at Mystic Journey. If she does go back, maybe Amphitrite might be with her. She might get a nice ride up into the race.
Yeah, well, she's going to have to go back. Well, she in 14, I think, from so, yep. So she's going to be ridden a lot more conservative than she was in the Guineas as well, I'd imagine.
We get the card underway here, Dino, with a 3-year-old and up maiden. Scratching a 7, Madam Ruby, 11, Sky Call for Nikita Berryman, 2.40, Fort Knox, $4. Must Be Moe at $4.60. I See Nothing at 10, out to Zoo Storm at 12. How do we get the card underway?
Yeah, quite an interesting race. I think the first starter, Must Be Moe, has got a chance here for George Osborne. Has had recent jump outs at Kyneton and Bendigo. Looks to go along okay. Has a degree of tactical speed and can run well. I think Sky Call, on the strength of its debut run last time in, when third to the little sister at Mornington, would be very hard to beat. It was a touch disappointing when favourite and leading at Albury. That was about 4 weeks ago, so it's obviously been given a chance to improve and bounce back here. I think it's the main danger. Fort Knox resuming Strob fairly, and Barcarol next best. But I think 10 and 11 are the two I'd want to be playing here. 10, 11, 3, 5.
10, 11, 3, 5 from Dean in the first race. Number two is a maiden for the 3-year-olds, and up once again. This time we go out to a mile. 10 comes out along with the bottom three emergencies, 12 through 14. Suburbia for Mar Eustace and Beach, $1.80, placed in 3 of 5 to date. Military Striker, $4.80, and then Aphorized at $6. Don't Test Me, $6.50. Macaretto Boy at 12.
Yeah, I thought he'd be winning here, Suburbia. I thought he could win tomorrow at Sandown, but they've elected to take on this option. And I think the key here is twofold. He's up in trip, but he's drawn away from the rail. He's a horse that needs to really wind into his gallop. And from barrier one at Donald, it was always just going to be that little bit of a challenge, and he ultimately just missed out. I think with clearer air here, he should bounce back to record his first win. To beat Don't Test Me, who's... three runs in have all been pretty sound. Gets Craig Robertson here, probably rolls forward from the wide draw. Four Military Strikers, another one that was in tomorrow at Sandown, elected to come here. And three, Makarutu Boy, next best, who ran a good race last start. But I think Suburbia, with reasonable luck, should be winning 6-2-4-3.
6-2-4-3 in the second. The third is a maiden over the 2,100 metres. 2-4-10 and 11 come out of this one. Shandon Apparel for Dan Stackhouse and Andrew Noblett, $2.40. Shows Schmick at $3.90. Kilgore at $6. River Mist at $7. Out to Night Terror at $10.
Yeah, I like the each way odds here at the $6 about Kilgore, who I think has had the two runs originally for the Weir stable, showed a little bit, and then last run at Sale was good. Beaten about four lengths, but ran through the line nicely, goes up in trip, gets a senior rider, and it's got a very solid stays pedigree. So I think today might be the day for number five at a nice price to beat Shandon Apparel, who ran well last start at Seymour. Jumps up in trip, but was around the market this distance range last preparation. H.So Schmick went for home and looked a likely winner at Pakenham last start, just run down late. Gets up in trip here as well, and maybe 14 River Mist next best, who probably races a lot closer to the speed here from a better draw and can certainly improve. But I think 5's terrific value. 5, 9, 8 and 14.
5, 9, 8, 14 from Dean in the third. The fourth is a maiden over the 1,200 metres. There are no scratchings here. Red Octane is the favourite, number 8 for Jessica Payne at $2.50. 7, Quick Quip at $6, along with 13, Unicordi. Kung Fu Fighters, 7. Gotta Love Trucks at $7.50. Out to Scotch O'Clock at 10. Then Sun Shadow, 21. Picked one out from the trials here, Dino, that resumes. Interesting to see if it's in your numbers.
This is a very good maiden, Brendan. I could have gone probably about five or six ways here. I'm going to go with the one called Gotta Love Trucks, who resumes. I thought ran well in a pretty handy maiden behind Acadian last preparation. has had two recent jump outs at Flemington and going well. I've lent its way. Quick Quip was okay in a recent jump out at Flemington, showed nice pace and looks a likely enough type. Red Octane, I think this is a stronger maiden, but does at least have the race experience. Sun Shadow on the home track, and maybe Kung Fu Fighter is the one you're referring to?
That's the one, Dino.
Yeah.
It was a nice trial at Cranbourne. Slow jump out then at Ballarat, but it comes for a pretty hot race at Swan Hill. Yulong January won it, and Irish Butterfly ran second. And he didn't have a lot of luck there on debut, and the trials have been okay. So something each way on him might be me for the day as we move on to the first leg of the quaddy. The scratching here is number one, Reverend Demons. It's the heat of the rising stars for the apprentices over 1,200 metres. Favourite on tab fixed odds is Cash Affair at $2.70. Ming Yinger at $3.10. The Crusher $5.50. Autonomous $8.50, as is Pragmatist, then Full Forward at $14.
I think the market sorted these out. I think Cash Affair's the one to beat. She's been freshened up after a poor run at Sandown. She won first up last preparation, and first run for the Robbie Griffiths stable looked comfortable in a recent trial. I think she can run well. Min Yinger ran well at Warrnambool last start. Back in trip here was beaten by Moret, who strolled home at Echuca on Sunday. I think that form was good enough to see her run well again. The Crusher's lightly raced and shows tactical speed and has had a freshen up, gets a claim here for Harry Grace. They're the main ones for me, and maybe Pragmatist next best. But I think Ethan Brown in the apprentice-only race is a bit of a bonus, and he might be on the right horse in Cash Affair. 3, 4, 5 and 10.
3, 4, 5 and 10 in the first leg of the quaddy. The bet 365 is race number 6. It's a class 1 over the 1,400. 6 and 9 come out here. Predecessor for Dean Bernays and Stephen Baster, a $2.25 favourite with tab fixed odds. King Tycoon, $4. Nikoni Pony at 4. Pantera Nera, $7.2. Hard to handle, $7.50.
Yeah, he's probably a deserved favourite here. Predecessor first up. He seemed to trial okay. I think 1,400 is a good trip for him first up. Stephen Baster going up to ride him off the back of that trial. Did run fifth to Ring-a-Ding-Ding in the Sandown Guineas before a break, so he's got some really good form lines and has to be the one to beat, I would think. Over 8, Nikoni Pony was also an emergency tomorrow at Sandown. Runs here, been running very consistently. 4, King Tycoon's a horse I've got a bit of time for. I thought he was coming to hand really well with his first two runs this time in. Then he hit a soft track at Warrnambool and Lead, and I don't think that suited him, and then he was really gone at his next run. He's had a little freshen up. He could bounce back, and perhaps 3, Pantera Nera. Thought was a touch lucky to beat Suburbia last start, but got the job done, and is from a very much informed stable with Jamie Edwards. 1, 8, 4 and 3.
Stephen Baster going there for the one ride after winning the last in Adelaide yesterday. Is a good enough lead?
It's a good lead, isn't it? Yeah.
We move on to race number 7, the benchmark 64 over the 1,400. Six Spearhead comes out. Kaviki, last start maiden winner at $2.40. Matombo, $3.10. Rumbro, $6.50. Blinky O'Reilly at 11. All About Alice, $12. Kaviki jumping out of maiden grade. Tops the market here, Dan.
Yeah, got a good chance, Brendan. I like the win at Sale last start. I think Matombo ran very well at Sale. That was on the same day in a 64 behind Outback Warrior. And I think there won't be a lot between them. I'm going 5 from 8. I think if there's an upset in this race, it could be Millie the Missile. Just ran second last start, but the sectional times explained the story. It had no chance from where it was. It was 7 weeks between runs into that race. Back to its right grade, it'll improve sharply. And Runbro off his maiden win last start. It was a narrow win, but did a good job to get the money next best. 5, 8, 3 and 4.
Millie the Missile, a $14 quote there in the second last. The final event on the program, a benchmark 58 over the mile. Scratching Sarah, 1, 4, 10. And 12, Safety Dance, tab fixed odds, $2.60 for Hayes Hayes, Dabernick and Jai McNeil. Sarah Sentinel at $5, Anzie's never back down. She won't leave, $6.50. Bush Flight, $7.50. Reigning in Paris, $9.50, as is Star of the Man. So an open way to finish the card outside of the favourite, Safety Dance thing.
Yeah, and he's probably the one to beat. He ran pretty well at Werribee's last two runs behind Lakeside Oval. I think that form's good enough to nearly get him home in a 58 here, Jai McNeil riding well, and the horse will probably put itself in a reasonably prominent spot to beat to Sarah Sentinel. Just went up to the 64 grade last start and covered ground in the run. It was a forgive run. Previous runs had been pretty good. I think can bounce back here. 8, never back down. Hasn't won for a while, but keeps running okay. Maybe 6, she won't leave. Next best off a win last start. 3, 2, 8 and 6.
3.28.6 in the last. Dino, best value and a play along with your Cordy selections?
Yeah, best race 2, number 6, Suburbia. Best values, race 3, number 5, Kilgour. The Quaddy, first leg 3.45, second leg 1.48, third leg 3.45.8, and the last leg 2.36.8. And the play of the day for me is just a running double, races 3 and 4, numbers 5, 8 and 9 into numbers 5, 7 and 8.
Thank you, Dean. Good luck at Echuca today.
Terrific. Thank you, Brendan.
We'll head to a break on winners. It is 10:45.